Wah bam 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 bam.
From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. This week, we're digging into our stacks of new music and sharing some of our favorites. From Philly hardcore band Control Top to Los Angeles rock band Killsbirds, we've got new music you need to hear.
Plus, we'll find out what song got blues legend Bobby Rush hooked on Sonics.
And Jim drops a coin into the Desert Island Jukebox to play a song he cannot live without. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He's Greg Kot. And several times a year, we do one of our favorite kinds of shows, Buried Treasures. What's a buried treasure, Greg? These are records that are under the mainstream radar, as you said. Not everybody's talking about them. They're not being hyped to the heavens. There's no publicist. You may have to dig a little bit. You may have to go to Bandcamp and not just Spotify. It's music that comes to us, that pings the radar, that you may give the initial 20-second listen to, and then you're like, there's something here, and we dig deeper. You're going to lead us off. Tell us what you're starting with.
Well, Jim, I am going to play a record that I've actually been meaning to play for quite a few months. It's been out since earlier this year, but I'm glad to get an opportunity to play it now. It's a Philly trio called Control Top. Their debut album, Covert Contracts, just blew my doors off when I first heard it. I went back to it again a week ago and realized this record still holds up. It's one of my favorite records of the year. Sort of a trio. Female lead vocalist Allie Carter is a real pistol. And in tandem with a guitar player who's really bringing a sort of inventiveness to his guitar playing. And I'm going, this guy is one of those guys who looks at the guitar as a sound machine rather than something that's meant to play chords or specific notes. His pedigree includes working on the first album by Washington, D.C. post-punks, Priests, another band that you and I both love. And it makes sense because Control Top has much the same sort of political bent to a lot of their writing. It's sort of a mixture of punk, surf, no wave, totally wired, big on dynamics, pulling songs together and then breaking them apart, a powerhouse drummer behind it all. Basically, this whole notion of how society is sort of encoded with all these structures designed to keep people in line. And that song Type A that I'm going to play, we've all run into that guy at wherever we've worked or wherever we, in our social encounters. He's the kind of person, and it is a guy usually, that is entrapping you, even though you may not realize it, because of the expectations imposed upon you. And Allie Carter has a response, why don't you get out of my way? And the way she says in this song pretty much expresses the way we may all feel someday when we encounter this type of individual. It's Type A from Control Top on Sound Opinions.
We'll be right back.
Control Top, Type A, Greg leading us off with a buried treasure. I was thinking, wow, here's an update on that great La Tigra sound.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of like roots in classic girl group, mm-hmm. early 60s pop. Good stuff, Greg. Speaking of pop, power pop, I'm going to play a song by Tommy Zender, who is one of those people on the Chicago scene who has worn so many different hats. He's a singer, songwriter. He's a studio gun and live band guy for hire. He's played with Doug Jewelin. He's played with Nora O'Connor. John Bryan comes to town, and he may tap Tommy Zender. He teaches at the Old Town School of Folk Music. He's a great talent who has been so busy, he hasn't made a solo album for 15 years. Now, I am immune to bribery. I truly am. But every once in a while on Facebook, Tommy sends me, I just came up with this great Brian Eno ambient discovery, right? And I'm like, all right, I know he's kissing my butt, right? But like, you know, the Eno button goes off. That's like really good, right? And because of that, I was, all right, I'm going to listen to Tommy's first record in a long time. And Songs About Time is a fantastic record. What a great concept, too. You know, the ethereal nature of time. To get kind of physics professor on you, you know, what is time? And it's elastic and Dali and all these concepts. And he's really having fun with it. One of the standout songs from this new album of his, Songs About Time, is Your Time is More Important. Mm. And we know those guys, right?
Yeah.
Again, also often guys. The guy who's going to cut in front of you on the highway, even though everything's bumper to bumper, just because he's going to get there half a second earlier. Or they do it at the grocery store. Or they do it wherever you're online. And this is a great piece of power pop. It's good to have Tommy Zender putting out some new music. Here it is on Sound Opinions.
Honest life. Honest day of work, I'm catching fever now. Hell on wheels, take a cab or walk it off. Don't try to talk it out. Coming down, coming back down to earth. I always knew you would climb on down from that bloody tree on high. Spread a little love and share your time. Here's the deal.
Tommy Zender, Your Time is More Important.
Fun we need stuff, more huh? stuff like that.
Yeah.
Tommy Keane, Dwight Twilley,
yes.
sort of a little power pop.
Yes.
One-man band, too, right? That, I think he plays all the
I think he played most everything on this record himself.
Yep. Automatic is the band I want to go to next, Jim. They put out their debut album a few weeks ago. It's called Signal. Los Angeles trio named themselves after a Go-Go song, one of the first singles put out by the Go-Go's, and they would have fit right into that sort of early 80s post-punk scene in Los Angeles. Three women, synth, drums, bass, shared vocals, very chilly kind of a post-punk vibe in the music, deadpan vocals, danceable, but there's an eeriness in almost every track here. This may be neither here nor there, but the drummer is the daughter of Bauhaus drummer Kevin Haskins. I thought that was just a little, you know.
Interesting.
I mean, a little connection there that I go, well, that kind of makes sense, you know,
yeah.
the chilly vibe. And Lo and behold, Bauhaus liked to mess around with some dark themes in its music, and the song I'm going to play is essentially a track about zombies walking around in the streets of Los Angeles who, you know, have too much money to know what to how to spend. So it's definitely an indictment of the sort of the social scene that they consistently seem to be on the fringe of. It's Too Much Money from Automatic on Sound Opinion. Too Much Money from Automatic is one of my buried treasures.
You're hitting a groove here, Greg, because I think Automatic and Control Top would make a good double bill.
I'm all for that.
At any club, there's
two really good trios.
Similarities, but two distinct approaches to coming at that same sort of electro girl group sound. I'm going completely different now. There's a project that came out of music schools across the country, New York, Washington, Chicago, Nashville, Boston, Philly, called Falcon Mixtape, Motor City Classics. Timed, its release is to the 60th anniversary, pretty much, of the heyday of the great Motown Records, where a wide variety of students at music schools across the country took on a cover of a Motown classic, using the school's recording people and fellow students as musicians and producers. And that sounds perhaps a little precious, right? Mm. Except there are some great moments on this compilation. There's also some that are just like, I don't know if the world needs folk covers of any Motown songs. But the one that stood out to me has, again, a Chicago connection. Kingsley is a young woman who grew up the third eldest of eight sisters who could sing before she could talk, surrounded by house music, and then goes out to the Pacific Northwest to attend school on a track scholarship. But health reasons sidelined her, and she went back to that thing that she knew before she could even talk, singing. What a great cover of the Supremes classic, You'd Keep Me Hanging On, reimagined with a heavy dose of that 80s house sound that we all love in Chicago, right? That you ought to love no matter where you're from. This just stood out to me instantly from this compilation. Here is Kingsley on Sound Opinions.
Set me free, why don't you, baby? Get in my life, why don't you, baby? Guess you don't really love me. You just keep me hanging on. You don't really need me. Just keep me hanging on. Why do you keep coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life and let me make a new start?
Get out my life, why don't you, baby? You don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. No, you don't really love me, you just keep me hanging on. No, you don't really love me, you just keep.
Me Hanging On by Kingsley, an infinitely better cover than the Rod Stewart version.
I do love the Deep House stuff, Jim. That's a cool vibe. As well, you know, very Northern Soul, too. You
yeah.
know, that those kind of clubs in England would be playing this kind of a track, deep cut.
She's got an EP of her own out, and it knows no genre bounds. I highly recommend it.
So we put the same question out to our Facebook discussion group about buried treasures, and we were just overwhelmed by the responses. Mark Leskowski's buried treasure pick is Lux Prima, a really good collaboration between Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Danger Mouse. He calls the music, quote, sparse and atmospheric and slyly cinematic. I think Mark wants both of our jobs, Jim. In fact,
there
I think
go.
He's better than both of us right now.
We cannot say this often enough. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic.
He is, and he adds that on the songs with a chill-out vibe, there's usually something edgy embedded within.
Somewhere in my room, sometimes I don't lock the door. Every time I close my eyes, someone else's paradise turns me into someone new. Somewhere
that's a little of Nux Lumina, Karen O, and Danger Mouse, a really good pick by Mark. There were a lot on there. There were also people who I don't think get the concept. We're talking new music, not necessarily this week, but this year, okay, that really got us excited. If you have a suggestion for that kind of buried treasure that we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800. And as I said, you can find us on Facebook and even Twitter. After a break, Greg and I'll dig up some more buried treasures in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and we're going through some of our favorite recent records that haven't gotten as much attention as they should. Jim, what's your next pick?
Greg, I got a great pitch from Washington, D.C., from a new collective label called This Could Go Boom, with the exclamation point. They have a manifesto. This Could Go Boom believes in the potency of unheard, underpromoted musical narratives and their potential to spark action and cultural change. This is a feminist-led collective in D.C. with a gender activism bent. Their first release is by a five-piece group called the OSYX. O-S-Y-X. Apparently, it's a reference to a legendary alpha female wolf that I know nothing about, but it sounds heroic. And so does the group. This debut, to me, seems to be rooted in some ways in the 80s noise rock scene, that post-punk noise punk scene that gave us the Swans and Sonic Youth, but taking it into a very new and modern direction. And at some points, there's even a little bit of kind of doom metal, stoner rock. You know, it's heavy, heavy music brought to us by five women, one of whom had a connection to an act you love, Miss Siobhan. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. To be going in this direction, it just blows my mind. And it's one of the best heavy records I've heard this year. I'm going to play the OSYX track, Carry It With Me, on Sound Opinions.
Shot calls that turn up, baby.
Carry It With Me by the O6. I'm thinking you're going to dig that.
Gutsy vocalist. I like this. I like that sound. I noticed they had like a string section, like a mini string section in the band, a cellist and a violinist.
Because there is this like art rock thing happening as well. That's why I'm saying it reminds me of that 80s scene in New York.
Yeah. My band here that I'm going to be playing is one that you and I both have touched on in the last few weeks. I remember getting this Kills Birds record a few weeks ago, Jim, and I don't understand why more people aren't raving about it.
It
seems to
be
a very small
treasure.
Record.
This is,
it's just a phenomenal record. I put it on. I was blown away by the moxie of this Bosnian-born singer, Nina Lieti. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing her name, but she is a dynamo. And the arrangements, near silence into these car crash crescendos, despite the frenzy in these songs, they keep their eye on the melody, the hooks. So it's a combination of a lot of the elements that I love in this type of music. The band's got a big job keeping up with her, but the guitarist Jacob Loeb is another one of those inventive guitar players that comes up with lots of great ideas, both texturally and in a more traditional sense, to keep the songs constantly on edge.
Mm.
The song to me that, you know, I mean, well-named Volcano, that's an anthem.
Yep, yep.
And I don't think we need to describe it any further than that. Just listen to this from Kills Birds, Volcano, on Sound Opinion.
I wish I was Volcano, but I think I'm just a rock, a rapid sitting underneath the sea. I wish I was Tornado, but I guess I'm just some Play-Doh.
Volcano from Kills Birds. Jim, you love it too, right?
I am all over this record. You and I had a thumb wrestle in order to see which of us would highlight it. You know, an interesting observation as we approach our year-end show. More and more, Greg, with major labels pretty much extinct and indie labels even falling by the wayside, sadly for some of them. You know, a lot of contenders this year for Album of the Year are coming just from artists who said, here's my track on Bandcamp. Here's my track on Spotify.
Yeah.
I'm on this small label. I run it myself. And I find that, you know, very exciting. It's just like it's 1985 again.
Very true.
My last pick, Greg, for this Buried Treasures episode is by Moths and Locusts. They are a long-running six-piece psychedelic rock collective, Space Rockers, from Vancouver Island, okay? They've been putting out records for at least a decade, many of them very, very good. And they've gotten to work with some of their heroes in the great psychedelic tradition of collaborating with these standout names, giants in the field. At one point, they backed Damo Suzuki, one of the great vocalists from Cannes, one of the two vocalists in Cannes. Now, they have made a record with Twink. Who is Twink? The heads out there in our listenership will know that Twink was this psychedelic-era British drummer and character who played with Tomorrow, one of the first great psychedelic rock bands. Steve Howe was on guitar. He played in the Pink Fairies, which are a real trip. He made some solo music with Sid Barrett, backing up Sid after Sid left the Pink Floyd. And, oh, yeah, every once in a while he'd get together with his buddy Jimi Hendrix, right? Twink is a character. Twink converted to Islam. He is now Mohammed Abdullah, but he went back to make great mid-60s era psychedelic rock again with Moss and Locusts. They have put out this record, Think Pink 4. It's a real treat. It is the best of what Moths and Locusts do, very much in that Hawkwind space rock vibe, and it's got Twink on it. Here is the song Fear the Unknown on Sound Opinions.
I just wanna hide, hide all alone, least be safe, fear the unknown. Who is this unknown? It's only a dream. I won't resist, nothing I can do. I just wanna hide, hide all alone, least be safe, fear the unknown. Who is this unknown? It's only a dream. I won't resist, there's nothing I can do. I don't wanna love, I don't wanna dance, I don't want a wedding or a beautiful romance. I love the unknown, fear the unknown, I love the unknown, fear the unknown, I love the unknown, fear the unknown, I love the unknown. I don't wanna love, I don't wanna dance, I don't want a wedding or a beautiful romance. I don't wanna love, I don't wanna dance, I don't want a wedding or a beautiful romance.
And Locusts with Twink, Fear the Unknown.
Jim, of all the tracks you played, I love that one the most. And, thank you for pointing out that Moths and Locusts has new music out. I was not aware of that. This is fantastic stuff.
Did you know them before?
Yeah, I mean, I loved their music before, and I thought this was kind of a real cool twist to have Twink on their new music. But it's, for the psych heads out there, this is right up your alley for sure. The next group that I want to highlight is also psychedelic in its own way. Woods and Siegel with an album called Hiding Places. Who is Woods and Siegel? It's Billy Woods, a veteran hip-hop MC from out of the New York scene of the 90s. He's been releasing albums since 2003. And Kenny Siegel, a classically trained L.A. producer and DJ, initially in the drum and bass scene of the 90s and then moved into hip-hop more recently, has put out his own albums as well. Here's a collaboration. You know, the cover of the album, for people who still care about these kind of things, people actually looking at album covers is kind of like a lost art in itself. But there's what looks like a condemned three-story house on the cover let ready to collapse. And that's kind of what the music sounds like. It's like a like a haunted house. Each track is its own little room in this haunted house containing a lot of bad memories and on the verge of falling apart. Billy Woods has seen a few things. You can just imagine being what it's been like to be an underground hip-hop artist of the last two decades. It's not an easy life, for sure. But he's a very astute MC. This reminds me a lot of one of my favorite records of all time, Cannibal Ox's The Cold Vein. They basically made that one great album for the Def Jux label right around the turn of the new century and then disappeared. And here we have, in some ways, a record that very much harkens back to that dystopian vibe. Billy Woods is a guy who does not suffer fools easily. He is no man of the people, as he will be glad to say to you. And on this song, the hook is, I don't want to go see Nas with an orchestra in Carnegie Hall.
Right.
That's the hook in this
Keeps
song.
Coming back.
I love that attitude. This is Woods and Siegel with Spider Hole from Hiding Places on Sound Opinions.
Holding my breath in the crawl space, weight taped to my body. Barbarians at gate, Benghazi, wait. Tape ain't even out yet, how the hell they get a copy? Survived by the grace, grace Mugabe. Averted eyes, advised, passing through the building lobby. You don't want smoke? National Geographic, Negroes cooking coke. Anthropologists watch the Negroes sell dope. A huddle corners, corner stores, jot notes. Hand to hand, much as their forefathers before. It's a good trope. Fascinating stuff. Thumb and forefinger where the coke was clutched. 4 million USD hovering over some mud huts. It's nuts. It's not the heat, it's the dust. Sour when the wind gusts crush. Rod smile, cop illegal weed from fake hole in the wall. I don't wanna go see Nas with an orchestra at Carnegie Hall. No man of the people, I wouldn't be caught dead with most of y'all. Don't call me again, what I should have said when he called. Rod smile, copping legal weed from fake hole in the wall. I don't wanna go see Nas with an orchestra at Carnegie Hall. No man of the people, I wouldn't be caught dead with none of y'all. Don't call me again, what I'll say when you call. It's just me in the spider hole, that's the best part. From here the war seemed really far, the mirror was a shard. No beef, I cooked the chicken and lard. Crept in your house like a thief, trapped the window ajar. First time I saw them put a trap in the car, eyes wide.
Woods and Siegel, Spider Hole, Greg's final buried treasure pick for this episode. You know, you said Cannibal Ox. I was thinking, I know why Greg's likes this. He's the world's biggest MF Doom fan.
That's true.
And I was hearing some MF Doom there.
That's true, too.
Our now vibrant Facebook discussion group has had a lot of suggestions for buried treasures, Greg. Luke Lawrence says that, like Fontaine's DC, the Murder Capital are another Irish punk band with a poet's heart. He says their debut album, When I Have Fears, is a, quote, slow-burning indie punk masterpiece.
Well, all your chances gone awry to be collected by your palms if I had only stood aside with our sediment in hand for gold illusion to disarm and dance around your lonely cave in my relentless state of charm.
The Murder Capital, Don't Cling to Life, from Luke. A good suggestion, Luke.
I appreciate that, and I also like the Fontaine's DC mention, another new group that put out an outstanding album earlier this year. If you've got an album flying under the radar, I'm talking to you, our listeners, let us know. Give us a call at 888-859-1800, or connect with us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, bluesman Bobby Rush tells us about the jazz song that got him hooked on Sonics, and Jim's going to drop another coin into the Desert Island Jukebox. Jim, what do you got for us?
Greg, I'm going to play one of the sexiest dance songs of all time. It's shocking we haven't put it on the Desert Island Jukebox. I only played a little snippet of it back in 2014.
Very cool. That's coming up after the break on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
daddy told me on his dying day. Give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You come along, girl, what did I do? I lost my heart and my head went too. Little girl, you sure can cook.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with Jim DeRogatis, and that's a bit of Chicken Heads. Oh, man. A 1971 hit for the blues legend Bobby Rush. He's been writing and recording music for 50 years, and along the way, many multiple awards for his distinctive, laid-back, funky brand of blues. A natural storyteller, and our producer Ayanna Contreras spoke to Rush to find out about how a Nat King Cole track got him hooked on Sonics.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Bobby Rush. The song got me hooked on Sonic. It's Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use.
He talks about a monkey and a buzzard were good friends. So apparently the monkey was friend to the buzzard, but the buzzard was like kind of jiving him about his friendship. So he tricked the monkey to ride in the air with him. And he wanted to harm the monkey. So the monkey wrapped his tail around his neck and kind of choked him. And he couldn't hardly talk. He said, you choking me. And the monkey said, well, you straight up and fly right. Stop all this zigzag.
The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving.
He impressed me with that kind of writing. And, you know, I got so many guys that I love. Smokey Robinson, I love the way you write. I love the things you say.
This is no fiction. This is no act. This is real.
I take a bit and pieces from a lot of guys, and you can hear a lot of those elements in what I write and how I sing my song, and you put them in a bowl and you stir them up, you get a Bobby Rush. That's the Bobby Rush soup.
So I have this record that you put out called Get Out of Here.
He said, get out of here, what you don't you come back no more.
I wanted to talk about what happened to me when I was 18 or 19 years old. True story. I was going with this little girl, and her name was Imogene Rainey. She wanted to marry me. Being a blues singer, what I did for a living wasn't a real job. So it went like this. In a little shack down by the bay, not far from New Orleans, I met this pretty woman down there when I was about 19. She went and told her daddy she wanted to marry me, and the look on her daddy's face really was a sight to see. He said, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more.
She went and told she wanted to marry me. A look on her daddy's face, y'all, you know, really was a sight to see. He said, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. He said, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more.
Well, I wanted to meet her daddy like a young man ought to, but I noticed he didn't want no blues singer to marry his daughter. Because when I went by his house that day, he met me at the door with her brother and sister, Big Bad John, and the dog named Bo, singing, get out of here with you, and don't you come back no more. Well, we sneaked down to get married. The jury said, do you solemnly swear? Take this woman for your lawful wife and not a one-night love affair. Before I could open my mouth to say I do, guess who walked through the door? Her dad, mom, Big Brother John, and the dog named Bo. What I thought right then, if I wanted to get married to this woman, I had to find a way to elope. We decided to get the plane to go to Las Vegas to get away from her nosy folks. Soon as I got to Las Vegas, the same day I walked in, there was all her kin, all her friends, and that doggone dog again. So there you go. Yeah, you know, they didn't want no blues singer to get married to his daughter. And I can't blame them because I guess I wasn't making any money. It seemed like I didn't have a real job. In the beginning, it was about the love of the music. And it's still about the music, but I want to get paid for it too now, you know. But it's still about the music first.
trying to get away right down the railroad track. And I can hear them cheering, singing, y'all, every time I start to look back. Singing, get out of here with you. Don't you come back no more. Singing, get out of here with you. Come back no more.
That was blues legend Bobby Rush with the song that got him hooked on Sonic.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Just a castaway, island lost at sea.
Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. But come on.
As often as possible, we like to take a trip to the desert island and pop a quarter in the desert island jukebox to play a song we cannot live without. Jim, I'm really looking forward to this one.
I know you are. You're, I think, to the extent that anybody can tell us apart, which is amazing after all these years that some people can't, you are the house guy, you know, and I'm the psychedelic guy or whatever, among other hats we wear. But I want to go to Your Love, the incredible collaboration between Jamie Principle and Frankie Knuckles, pretty much considered in the top three songs of all time as far as house music goes, a sound that is immortal. And on top of that, I would say right after I Feel Love by Donna Summer, her 77 hit, the sexiest dance song ever, period. Fight me for it, okay? You know, I teach music and media in Chicago to 300-odd first-year students in the fall semester. And, man, when we get to the house class, you know, it's 9 a.m. on a Monday morning, and it's getting cold out, you know, and it's winter and it's Chicago. And you play this music, and some of them know from growing up, you know, older people in the family playing house at every backyard barbecue, and some of them have never heard it. Yeah. And it's the ones who think they're so hip in the EDM scene. They're like, oh, my God, this sounds like it was made tomorrow, right? And it does. Frankie Knuckles with that incredible staccato beat and the pulsating synthesizer getting together with Jamie Principle. That's the name that is lesser known. Knuckles is known universally as the godfather of house music. He'd come from New York, based himself in Chicago at a club called The Warehouse, hence the name, house music. But Jamie was just a kid that nobody knew, too shy, underage, couldn't get into many clubs, and wouldn't have gone anyway. It was a religious household, and they listened not to popular music at home. He had a girlfriend who broke his heart, and he sat down and he wrote a poem, and then it kind of became a song. And, you know, friends were saying, you got to bring this to Frankie, man. You got to make this a track. And he was too shy to do it. Somebody brought a tape to Frankie Knuckles, and this collaboration was born. They had other house hits that followed. But I think that Your Love, when it exploded, first in the Chicago clubs in 84, and then really around the world, bringing the unique Chicago thing to electronic dance music, which was this soul element, this gospel element mixed with the machines, as opposed to Detroit techno, which was wonderful happening at the same time, too. But that was a lot more mechanical. Chicago was the mix, just like Donna Summer and Giorgio Moroder, of the human and the machine. And people didn't know, was Jamie Principle a man, a woman? It's a rather high-pitched vocal. There's this kind of orgasmic, gasping sound. And it's really, in his head, it was a song of heartbreak, not of lust. But it became a lustful dance floor celebration in the best way. Jamie Principle, Frankie Knuckles, Your Love on Sound Opinions.
We'll be right back.
I stole a track from Greg's Desert Island Jukebox, but he's not the only House fan here. Jamie Principal Frankie Knuckles. You know, Jamie came back last year and made a tribute to, a very touching tribute to Frankie Knuckles. We lost Frankie in 2014. You know, they split kind of in a difficult way. Jamie came back collaborating with another Chicago great, Felix the House Cat, with a song called Touch Your Body, which is a really nice tribute to the great Frankie Knuckles.
It couldn't have come from two more well-intentioned gentlemen in the Chicago scene. And, you know, brought a tear to my eye hearing that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
And next week, Jim, on the show, we are going to play some tracks that make us cry in a good way.
In a good way, indeed. For more Sound Opinions, you can listen wherever you get your podcast thingies. Join us in discussion on our active Facebook group. The show is produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayanna Contreras, and Andrew Gill.
Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Life is a rock, but the radio rolled me. Gotta turn it up louder.
Hi, this is James from Los Angeles, California. I just wanted to tell you guys how much I enjoyed the songs about the radio. I actually have a playlist in iTunes that is a collection of all songs about the radio, and there's so many. And I'm kind of always excited to hear little radio drops like the Boss Radio, KHJ DJs, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
This is Batman.
And Robin.
With exclusive news for KHJ listeners.
It's the Batman. There were two songs that you didn't name check, and I realized it's because the title of your piece was Great Radio Songs, and I don't know that these qualify as great. But Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me by Reunion. And Oh No, the Radio by Owsley are two of my favorite go-to radio songs. They're just so corny, I can't get enough of them. It's my weakness.
Oh no, the radio has got me by the ears and won't let go. Oh no, the radio is playing that song again.
Keep up the great work.
This is Scott from GI. My favorite radio song of all time is Tom Petty's The Last DJ.
Well, the top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't want to change what don't need to change. And there goes The Last DJ.
It's an old school radio DJ who doesn't let the corporate machine tell him what to play. And also, we need that Donna Summer show. Get on that.
With every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes, I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke because it's old.
Hi, this is Annie in Minneapolis. And I loved the radio show. There was one song that you guys didn't play that immediately came to mind for me. And that was Elvis Costello and the Attractions' Radio, Radio. One, because it was a song about the commercialization of radio and a protest against it. But two, because it's the song that got them banned from SNL. And that is as rock and roll as you get.
You better listen to the radio. I wanna bite the hand that feeds me.
Love the show. Thank you for all you guys do.
Hey, this is Matt from Las Vegas, and as long as you're talking about songs about radio, there's an entire album you're overlooking, which is Thomas Dolby's The Golden Age of Wireless, and in particular the song Radio Silence. Got me through some odd days of learning how to be a young tech on electronics when I didn't have much of a social life. And years later, I would work at a company that was partly funded by Thomas Dolby, so that was kind of weird mix. Anyway, that album's worth a look. Have a good day.
This is Al from Sandy, Utah. I just heard your podcast about radio, rock and roll on the radio, and this has nothing to do with rock and roll, but it's about music on the radio. Check out Roy Acuff, country western singer from way back when, and get in touch with God. Turn your radio on. Okay, thanks for your great, great show. We keep listening. Bye-bye.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sings. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
No more messages.
To give us your opinions on Sound Opinions, call our hotline, 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week with more Sound Opinions, produced by WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.